This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Bledsoe, B-L-E-D-S-O-E, first name James, J-A-M-E-S, Rills, W-I-L-L-S, the date of birth, 7-15-1959, the date of evaluation, December 20, 2022, the identifying information, the claimant presented a California driver's license. B325319, which correctly identified the claimant as James William Bledsoe. The chief complaint, 63-year-old male referred for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient was noted to have a bicuspid aortic valve in approximately January of 2021, period. He then underwent surgery in March of 2021, period. He had subsequently retired in June of 2021, period. He stated that he subsequently filed for Social Security and disability, period. He has had no symptoms of chest pain, but reports dyspnea with minimal activity, period. He states that he has dyspnea on walking approximately half a mile on flat ground, period. He reports that he is not physically active since his open heart surgery, period. He denies any symptoms of palpitations, period. He has had no orthopnea or PND, period. The past medical history, one childhood asthma, neck number, osteoarthritis of the left hip, next number, SI joint arthralgia, right hip, past surgical history, aortic valve replacement with a bovine valve, period. Medications, none. Allergies, penicillin results. Correction, he was told that he had allergies to penicillin in childhood, family history. Mother had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Father had Alzheimer's and throat cancer. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. He is a firefighter paramedic of 15 to 20 years, period. Exercise is limited by his hip pain, period. He notes that he uses alcohol but denies any drug use, period. The review of systems, constitutional, he has no fever or chills, period. Neurologic, he has dizziness, but no headaches, period. The HEENT, visual acuity is normal with glasses, period. Neck, he has no neck pain, period. Respiratory, he has no cough or hemoptysis, period. He has mild dyspnea, as noted, period. Gastrointestinal, He has had rare diarrhea, otherwise unremarkable, genitourinary. He has had no frequency, urgency, or dysuria, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 204/110, pulse 80, respiratory rate of 20. The vision with glasses, right eye 20/20, left 20/15, without glasses, right 20/200, left 20/200. The remainder of the exam is noted to be normal, period. Echocardiogram, normal left ventricular systolic function with left ventricular ejection fraction of 71%, period. Diastolic filling pattern is normal, period. Left atria is normal, period. Aortic valve reveals a trace amount of aortic regurgitation. The peak slash mean gradient across the aortic valve is 21/11 millimeters of mercury, period. The aortic valve area by continuity equation is 1.5 centimeters, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild mitral valve prolapse, period. The ejection fraction, once again, is noted to be normal, period. There is a normal bioprosthetic aortic valve present, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old male who is noted to have history of bicuspid aortic valve. He had subsequently underwent aortic valve replacement with a bioprosthetic aortic valve, period. The patient reports dyspnea on exertion, period. He is able to walk approximately half a mile before developing symptoms, period. He is noted to have a slight gradient across the aortic valve. However, this is normal for the valve, period. Patient reports dyspnea. As noted, he has no symptoms of angina, period. Functionally, comma, he has symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association class 2, period. He has mild limitation based on his aortic valve disease, period. He is able to occasionally lift up to 40-50 pounds, period. He is able to carry 21-50 pounds, period. However, once again, he does have some dyspnea, and this most likely is related both to a slight obesity. Next number, he has uncontrolled blood pressure, and his dyspnea may further be related to hypertension and uncontrolled blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.